You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I think I told you that I bought some new bar stools for the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because the ones that we inherited from the lady who owned the house previously, they looked beautiful, but were massively uncomfortable. And I like to hang out there at our kitchen bar and, you know, bring my laptop and sit there and do some work. And it was like sitting on just like a board.
Ouch, your poor little booty.
So I ordered some new ones online and they arrived late yesterday, like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock last night. And I didn't know it until I went and looked online at, you know, the, you know, where you can check your delivery progress. And it says they were delivered. I was like, what? Went and checked the front door. Nowhere in sight. So then I walked outside and went around to the garage. And they're all lined up outside the garage. I'm like, great. And I was getting ready to go to bed. And I thought, do I want to go ahead and assemble these now? Because they were not cheap. And yet they still require assembly.
Right.
Okay. You know? Which is fine. I kind of like that. It's almost a Zen thing. Except the little picture instructions for these particular bar stools, I almost feel like it was a joke. Like whoever was doing it was saying, let's try to make this as unintelligible as possible.
Oh, no.
So there's four of them, and the first one probably took 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then on the others, once I got the hang of it. Yeah, but still, I mean, getting it all lined up make sure that, you know, one leg's not longer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There was a lot of cursing going on, especially when I lost one of the washers.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
I lost it, and I couldn't find them. I'm on my hands and knees with my light on my cell phone, looking everywhere late last night for this washer. I finally had to go out to the garage and just find a different
washer. Dig around. And then you go that whole thing. It's like, do you really need the washer? Is it really going to make that big of a difference if the washer's not on? How do they feel?
Very, very comfortable.
That's good.
They look good.
That's touch and go when you order something like that online. You kind of hoping for the best.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Anyway, so that's the story with me cursing, sweating, on my hands and knees with a little flashlight thing looking for a washer, and I was way past my bedtime doing this last night.
Oh, man.
What about you? Tell me about this truck issue.
Yeah, so I've been doing a little bit of my own cursing the past couple days. I have not had my truck the past 2.5 days. It's been sitting at the repair shop. Because a few days ago, I was parked on the driveway at an incline, and I go outside to pull it in the garage, and I see a big puddle underneath it.
Never a good sign.
Never a good sign. So I crawled underneath, and I looked up, and I'm like, oh, super, this looks like it's coming from the transmission.
Oh,
so I got it into the shop, and they were poking around, and they really couldn't quite find where it was coming from. They were actually having a difficult time. And then I got the call yesterday that said, yeah, we found that leak, and it's something called the rear main seal, which is like a seal where your transmission butts up to your engine. And
I've had some problems with my own rear main seal.
I bet you have. basically, that part is one of the most difficult parts to replace on a vehicle. If you Google it, it's like a mechanic's nightmare. It is a 10-hour process to fix this part.
10-hour
process, because
they have to take the whole engine apart.
They've got to drop everything underneath, like exhaust, fuel lines, skid plates, then drop the whole transmission down, fix it, and then put everything back together. It's a nightmare. Anyway,
you know my biggest fear of something like that?
What's that?
Is that it's so complicated, so involved, takes 10 hours, and they got to take everything apart. They might accidentally...
Thank you.
And I put that in quotation marks.
Yep.
Jack up something else.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, because I'm going through with this. I'm having it fixed, and I told Nick Nack last night, I'm like, I hope this all comes back put together properly, you know, and I'm not driving around, and I start leaking or whatever again. Excuse me. And then... So anyway, it's been a hell of a year for car repairs for us, and I went into my little books, because I keep records of both vehicles on what things cost and what we've done. We're quickly approaching $8,000 for the year in repairs and just general maintenance, too. I mean, both cars did need batteries this year. Both cars needed tires. But then there's the repairs and everything. And, man, we're getting punched in the gonads, buddy.
You
$8,000
For that kind of money, until the last year and a half, you could have bought a really nice used Toyota or Honda or something.
I know.
Which would never break down.
I know. And we had that conversation. It's like, that would have been a huge down payment on something. And so now I'm getting it repaired because I did pop into a couple dealers yesterday, and trucks are like $50,000 right now. I'm like, let's just get this fixed and keep going with it. I've had my truck for about 6 years, and this is the first time that anything really major's happened with it. But it's just the whole writing the check, and you got nothing to show for it, you know?
Exactly. It's just money that's been peed away.
You get the same vehicle back. You're driving around the same thing. There's nothing different about it. You just got to write that big fat check to the auto place.
And it's going to be on your mind every time you start it up.
Every time.
What am I doing to destroy it now?
I couldn't even sleep last night because, you know, that whole thing goes through your head like, is this the right thing? I hope they're not jacking with me and And so now I won't even get the truck back until Monday even. So it's going to be a long weekend with me riding my bike everywhere.